Hi, Christy. I brought you some tea.
Thanks, Mark. Too bad it's not apple tea, like in Turkey.
Yeah, too bad. You really liked living in Turkey, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great. Turkish people are so warm and generous.
How do you like the food in Turkey, Christy?
Oh, the food was fantastic. But you know what I couldn't get used to? How much people expected me to eat. I gained so much weight while I was living there.
Yes, it's so polite to be generous. We think people aren't polite if they don't offer a lot of food.
I know. I also learned that it's not polite for the guest to accept the offer of food at first.
Yes, that's definitely true. If you're the guest, you must refuse the first two offers of food.
The first time I had dinner at a Turkish home, I felt rude refusing food, so I ate everything, and I kept on eating and eating. Every time the host offered me something, I ate it.
Do you know how to stop the host from offering you food? You must leave some food on your plate. That way the host knows that you're full.
Oh, is that the trick? In the United States, we usually eat everything. You don't want the host to think that you don't like the food.
That is a difference. You know what happened to me the first time I had dinner at an American home? When my hostess offered me a second helping of food, I said no the first time to be polite. But she didn't offer again. I was still hungry when I left the house.
Americans think it's not polite to insist. We don't want to force you to eat more if you don't want more. So if you say no the first time, we believe what you say and we don't offer again.
I learned that lesson the hard way. Now if someone asks me if I want something, I say yes the first time, even though I feel rude.
Would you like something to eat?
No, I'm not hungry.